Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bose, and Augie, as you can see, has been abducted by aliens. We think they've sent a ransom note, but we're not even going to bother reading it. We're hoping they actually keep hold of him, right, Augie? Yeah, right. And where could you start? Well, this week we're going to start in the United States of America, celebrating 250 years of existence. Now, mind you, remember that they've been at war for about 230 of those 250. So there's plenty of people around the world may not be too happy about it. After all, you know, let's check out Venezuela. He's left the place absolutely beautiful. But let's have a listen to the man himself. Run the video, Augie.
Well, a lot of people don't understand that right now we are in a golden age. Golden age. Golden age. Right now we are in a golden age. Right now we are in a golden age.
So, like we say, it is a golden age maybe for America, maybe a golden age for him as well, right, Uggs? Because, you know, he's made a ton of money out of crypto too. Don't forget that. If just a couple of billion. I didn't even know I'd made it. Yeah, you know, as you do, kind of money you find in your ashtray. Someone else that's noticed just how fantastic a golden age it is are the Chinese, you know. China and America, you know, there's a bit of history there. You know, just a little stone in the shoe called Taiwan, maybe. You know, the Americans giving them tons of weapons while telling everybody, oh yeah, this is part of Chinese territory. We're just going to give them HIMARS and rockets, jet fighters. As you do, this is how you treat your friends. Check out how the Chinese have sort of commemorated America's 250 years of liberty and independence. For them, 230 years of getting the kicked out of you. For everybody else, run it, Uggs.
Happy birthday.
Now, as we say, it's party time for the elites, of course. But out on the streets, 139 shootouts on the 4th of July. Check it out. I mean, there's so many people getting shot in America, right? Because there's so many weapons there. There's more guns than people, probably, in the United States of America. 139 shootouts, like nearly 50 people killed on the 4th of July. Can you believe that? Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Meanwhile, the big Don has decided to big himself up. He doesn't even care if he has to give himself the awards, make the own awards. I'm surprised he hasn't sort of created the Donald Trump International Peace Award, and surprise, surprise, he'd be number one. Check out what he posted on social media. Check it. Like himself on Mount Rushmore, the Golden Don. He's actually put himself on the passport as well, I think. Check it. And I think he's next to go on the dollars. Absolute show.
We're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, you know, come on. I mean, ordinary Americans, we kind of love you. We love the Yanks, you know. Check out this next one. Like in ancient Rome, right, this would have been a devastating sort of omen of the imminent collapse of the empire, right? Check out this paraglider guy. Now, something I want you to listen for, okay? As he's coming down, it's USA, USA. But when he hits the dirt, like it's a complete mangle. It's a complete show. But listen to the collective oh from the audience. It's absolutely beautiful. Run it, Uggs. And if you think that's bad enough, you check out the Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah. The Brooklyn Bridge used to be a symbol of American unity, uniting things, you know, building bridges between two different communities. It was an engineering masterpiece as well, the Brooklyn Bridge. But they managed to set that on fire as well on the 4th of July. Yeah. And it's kind of, you know, it signals something, right? When you can't even celebrate your independence, right, without burning the down or blowing some kind of up. It's something the Americans do a lot in other people's countries. You're not meant to do it at home, boys. Run it, Uggs.
Thank you.
Now, of course, the big boss himself, where was he? He was over in Turkey, and he was at the NATO summit, the big deal, NATO summit. There's no secret that the big Don hates everybody else in NATO.
I'm not happy with NATO because of what they did with Greenland, and I'm not happy with NATO because of the fact that they didn't want to help us with the number one state sponsor of terror, that's Iran.
I've long said that, you know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test, because we don't need them, but they should have been there.
And then in the case of NATO, they don't want to help us defend the strait, and they're the ones that need it.
I'll say it publicly, we're very disappointed with NATO, because NATO has done absolutely nothing.
He's just completely obsessed with the fact that they don't pay enough for security. So he was heading over there to meet his little friend, Mr. Ruta, who calls him daddy. You know, it's all a bit homoerotic, something kind of weird going on. Now, you got to ask yourself, what was actually happening behind the scenes in Ankara, in Turkey? Some kind of weird. Check out the way the big Don spoke about all these dudes that were together behind closed doors. It all sounds a bit freaky to me. Check it out. Run it, Uggs.
If you could have seen the respect and the love in the room, there was tremendous love in that room. It's too bad the press couldn't have seen what we were doing in that room. The love, it was sort of pretty wild. You saw the big round circle with all of the leaders of all of those countries.
Now, you'd be forgiven for asking yourself, was this some kind of other summit? Was someone getting summited or mounted or something? Were they all screwing each other? Now, we all know that a lot of the smaller members in NATO are getting screwed right now. Well, the taxpayers are. They're getting screwed because they're expected to pay 5% of their GDP for the failing war in Ukraine, for the show in Iran, etc., etc. But check out the big Don. He also made some kind of quite bizarre statements about his own family, let's say. Maybe he's a man that likes to keep it in the family, but not in this way. This is very, very strange. Run it, Uggs.
Military award for courage above and beyond the call of duty. Now, as I see my two beautiful sons sitting there, I think I'm going to give one to myself, one to them, and we'll have a threesome, okay?
Now, that's a bit strange, right? You got to give it. I mean, I'm kind of a fan of the big Don, but this is getting a bit weird. And we've noticed here in the Moscow Mules that the big Don may be in the early stages of Bidenitis. Yes, we've asked the doctors upstairs to examine the evidence, and we've sent away the samples, and it's come back that there are early traces of Bidenitis present in the big Don speech. You don't believe us? We've got some evidence here. I know it's hard to hear, but we think he could be in the early stages. Run the video, Wuggy.
The skies in case Russia attacks again.
Close what?
What?
To close the skies over Ukraine in case Russia.
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
We had 111 missiles shot by the Islamic Republic of Japan. You have a question for President Putin, please? Do you have a question for President Putin?
So it kind of turned into a bit of a shit show for the big Don. You know, I'd say the raised eyebrows, you know. Old Erdogan, the kind of the old fox, you know, he was watching what's going on, you know. A bit kind of strange. And anyway, you know, maybe I think I have a theory about this. I think that Japan has converted to Islam so that if the Americans ever invade them, they know they can kick the shit out of them. Because look, check out how the Islamic Republic of Iran is doing. They basically handed the Americans their ass, you know, for sure. So maybe other people are catching on to this. If we put an Islamic Republic of Iran in front of our the name of our country, the Americans will leave us alone. But somebody who wasn't left alone at the NATO summit in Ankara was poor old Mr. Erdogan's wife. The slippery frog. You know who I'm talking about. Mike Rolian, yes, the lunatic, francophone. He decided he wanted to get his lips on a bit of flesh. And one thing you don't do in Islam is go slobbering all over the wife of a president of a Muslim country. And that just happens to be Turkey, the host country. This is probably one of the most cringeable, awful videos I've seen in a long time. Believe me, I watch a lot of cringeable, awful videos. Even Uggie's family parties. I have to watch one of them, Tim. Check this out. It's so embarrassing and so cringe. She managed to escape the gnashers of Emmanuel, who has his glasses on. Maybe Bridget's got the old punch bag out again. You never know. What a creep. Run it, Oggs.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Now, when he wasn't basically assaulting the wife of Erdogan, right, embarrassing everybody and being a fool, Macron got up for the early morning jog around the city because he has to screw everything up for the people trying to get to work wherever he goes. He does it in Kenya. Remember the video we showed you in Kenya or wherever he was in Africa? He's got to do the run around. But what you might notice from this video is the state of the security guards. Now, the only people that this security team looks like it could protect anybody from is an elderly old woman. Now, riddle me this, Batman. Who is the single person who's beating up Emmanuel these days? It's an elderly old woman. So maybe it ain't so bad after all. Run the video. Now, something very unusual. Now, as we say, the old fox, Erdogan, he's a man, you know, he likes to ride both horses, you know, runs with the hound and the fox, an old operator, you know, you wouldn't want to underestimate him. Now, check out what happened to the Belgians. The Belgians arrive, they turn up, and they head off, they get their corporate gift pack or whatever from Erdogan. Now, they open up the box, I think on the plane or when they got back to Belgium, and inside is a fully functioning handgun, right? A pistol, a revolver with ammunition, right? Now, you know, you got to ask yourself, what's the message here? Is it a message for Europe, you know? I remember Belgium and the people holding on to, you know, a lot of Russian money in Eurocade, and they refused to give it to Ursula von der Leyen. But there's got to be a bit of a message here. Maybe you've already shot yourselves in the foot. Now, you might as well finish the job. Because, Mr. Zelensky, don't forget, bombed one of the gas pumping stations, sending Russian gas into Turkey. Maybe it's a little reminder, don't f*** around with us too much, or we might do you in. Now, we've seen a kind of a show in the NATO summit. When you mix lots of different countries and relationships and cultures together, interesting happens, right? Yeah, for sure. Now, as a European, I kind of like watching the Americans trying to get to grips with other cultures. You know, they're not that good at it. It's kind of like watching, a golden retriever trying to play chess or, vacuum your apartment. You know, it kind of gets a bit messy, but it's still very entertaining. And there was plenty of entertainment when the president of the United States, in the middle of the FIFA World Cup, decided to intervene. Right? In this very sort of, this almost global religion of soccer, right? It's not something you f around with, okay? Unless it's Russia. Russia's just not allowed to play at all, okay? People are complaining about the big Don. Picking up the phone to Gianni Infantino, his pal, surprise, surprise, and saying, I mean, you know that red card? Yeah, the red card, check it out. This red card against our guy, he's a super player, super. He's one of our most super players. Is there any chance, Gianni, that maybe you could lose that, you know? Maybe we could do something about that, it's terrible. I'm a great player, he's a great player. Yeah, bull. So, suddenly Infantino drops the red card. They got the kicked out of them anyway, in the end. So, you know, not so bad. So a real outcome. The game won in the end, even though the big Don tried to screw the game. Wouldn't be the first time.
You get a red card. Nah, bro, I have the Trump card. I win. What? That's not how it works.
Now, in fairness to the big Don and to the Americans, not knowing what's going on out in the big world isn't just the preserve of the Americans. Quite a well-known journalist who's, you know, usually we no problem with her work. She works for a Turkish outlet, Anne Kasparian, and she's actually an Armenian lady, which isn't exactly a vast global superpower in itself, right? She made a bit of a boo-boo, yeah. She thought that Bosnia-Herzegovina, which is a country in the Balkans, of course, you know, was a part of Yugoslavia, etc., etc., was two small countries. Bit messy. Yeah, but, you know, we all make mistakes. I'm trying to think of something that I've done wrong. Can't seem to recall, Loggy. Anyway, run the video.
Balogun was hit with a red card during last Wednesday's game between the U.S. and Bosnia and Herzegovina. So apparently, since these are two little countries, smaller countries, I should say, you have the U.S. team battling it out between these two smaller countries. Okay.
Now, of course, karma is a funny thing. Karma is a bitch, they say. Whatever the big Don tried to do, you know, he, you know, dipped his chubby fingers in to Mr. Infantino. We don't even know what went on, okay? It's kind of like the NATO summit, all kinds of weird stuff happening. You know, it didn't work out. And Belgium won, gave them, you know, a good old thrashing. And they've kind of been trolling the Americans now, right? And this is pretty cool, you know. Imagine stealing the Big Don's theme song, YMCA, you know. Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, you stole my song. It's the worst thing ever. It's the worst. They stole my song. Yeah, they stole it, yeah. You tried to steal the f***ing World Cup, Big Don. Run the video, Uggs. Now, in fairness to the Americans, right, when they win, they don't tend to smash their own cities up, okay? When they lose, they don't tend to do that either. But when it comes to France, it doesn't matter who wins. Whatever side the coin lands on when you toss it, it's landing in a pile of s***. Because when France and Morocco played, it didn't matter who was going to win. Because if the French lost, they were going to torch the town. If the Moroccans won, they were going to torch the town because the French would be pissed off. And vice versa. It was all going to shit. And check out the town. Check out the streets of Paris after the game. Now remember, I've got to drop this little bit of salt and pepper of reality in here. The French ran a brutal colonial campaign in Algeria and in North Africa generally. They're far from blameless. And now that this huge population has arrived in France, it's a bit of a show. Who cooked the omelette, you know? Monsieur, voila. Run the video, Augie. Well, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Moscow Mules. We love making it. We love that you watch us. And, you know, something we noticed about this week is, you know, we're meant to be celebrating a golden age, despite the fact that the reality, what's happening on the streets, not only of the United States of America, taxpayers' money been taken, trillions on war, the zombie apocalypse on the streets, people getting shot. You know, the paraglider kind of defines it all. Go USA! It goes to oh. Yeah, guess what's coming down the pipe? Something better? Who knows? Possibly. But we've only reached the quarterfinal stage of the show. The final has yet to come. War's back on in the Middle East. Mr. Zelensky's panicking because no one's going to want to give him any missiles. I've got a feeling that the final showdown could be one you don't want to miss. And you don't want to miss us either. Same time, same place, next week, when hopefully the aliens have sent us yet another demand for a ransom for Augie, which we're not going to pay. Join us, okay? We'll be looking out for you. Talk to you soon.